This is Three People in Your Head, a podcast about getting the best out of yourself and others. Co-hosted by John Fleming and myself, Matt Taylor. Sponsored by the International Transactional Analysis Association and the European Association for Transactional Analysis. So we have an important announcement to make then with this podcast.
We do. Yeah, I'm sure people already know because this is coming out the same day that it's being flooded out on social media. So some of you might already actually know what's going on.
Okay.
But yeah, we do. Well, I suppose to start, it'd be good to recap on the last 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah, 4 years. So we started this project initially. It was a bit of a punt, wasn't it? We weren't sure whether it was going to go anywhere, but we thought we'd give it a shot. Two students, I was in my first year, I think, of training, you in your second year, and we decided, let's see if there's room in the TA world for a podcast. And it's been fantastic the way it's been received and the way we've garnered so much support and encouragement from it. It's been brilliant.
Yeah. I was looking the other day at all of the episodes we've launched. And the first one we launched was on the 14th of June, 2019. It was just an introduction. It wasn't any you and me introducing ourselves. So it'll actually be 5 years in June since that episode got launched. Yeah.
I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I do remember that.
Official episode then came out in February 2020. So we're back on the 4 year mark from that. Yeah. So.
Yeah. And so we have been thinking a lot about how to improve the delivery of what we're doing and how we might be able to enhance this idea of putting out information about transactional analysis in an auditory form. And especially driven by you, John, there's been a lot of thought about how we can do this better and make sure that this project has a bit more longevity and possibly a bit more structure to it. And so why don't you go ahead and say a little bit more about that?
Okay, well, I suppose initially it was you, me, and a laptop. And then that became a little bit more structured. And somewhat it has been a relatively amateur project because we've been doing it voluntarily in our free time, figuring out as we've went along. And that has been great. And it's been really successful. So now if we want to keep the show on the road, I guess we have to think about how can we keep doing that, consolidate it, make it sustainable, protect it, I suppose, long term, so that it can exist beyond you and I.
Yeah.
And that's what we've been busy thinking about. So I suppose there's the legal structure aspect of that, as an organization, how are we going to structure ourselves, thinking a little bit more about our purpose and how that might define what we do going forward, because again, we've been kind of figuring out the purpose as we go along. So I think you and I have been very busy with that for the last 6 months, and I think we have clarity.
Absolutely. And I think it was you who suggested initially that we create much more of a structure and involve more people, not only the new co-hosts that we've got, Sarah and Perul, who are doing a brilliant job, but also to have people who are helping us to organize and to have this as more of an official body rather than just two guys putting out a podcast.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important.
Yeah, I think if we wanted to exist longer term, that's probably one of the ways it could happen.
Yeah.
There's a more of a structure there so that other people could come along in the future and take it forward. So.
And I remember initially feeling a little bit resistant because we've been kind of flying by the seat of our pants sometimes, you know, getting things done and interviewing people, immediately putting a podcast out. And yet we really have needed more structure, and you've worked really hard, I've got to say, at creating a lot more structure around what we're doing, but we wanted structure as well in terms of the organization. And so we have decided to set up a company that is going to be community interest company that is limited by guarantee. So it means that it's a not-for-profit based in the UK. And with that as well, we decided that we're going to set up a board to help us to run it and to organize it more. And so we're using this opportunity to introduce the chair of the board.
Welcome, James. So we want to introduce you all to James Longwell. We'll let him say a little bit more about himself in a second. So yeah, we've been talking to James for a little while now, and he's agreed to come on as our board chairperson and help us kind of put structure and oversight and governance on things going forward. So you're very welcome, James.
Thank you very much, both. I feel very welcomed. And the first thing I want to say is, well, first of all, this is my very first time appearing in a podcast, so what a privilege. And the second thing I want to say is that, you know, I was so impressed by the work that you did during the pandemic. Honestly, the TA podcast, Three People in Your Head, that was a savior for me during the podcast on long dog walks. And I really respond well to auditory learning.
Yeah.
And I was so impressed that you set this up. And the fact that it's had longevity and is still going is amazing, and the professionalism you're now bringing to it. So I was delighted to get involved. In terms of who I am in TA, I'm a PTSDA in the organizational field. I did my first TA training in 2013, became a CTA in 2019, and have taught organizational TA since 2020. And both of you have had the misfortune or the privilege. To be trained by me and your training.
Yeah.
I think one of the reasons that I was possibly a good contender is that I have previously been on the board of a community interest company, which is a very particular UK legal entity, yeah, which is actually very helpful for the type of work we're trying to do here. So yeah, I worked with Susanna Temple in the previous incarnation of the Fluent Self Community Interest Company. I was on that board for 5 years. So I think I bring some experience of what it means to help guide a TA idea or property, yeah, to life through a community interest company. And I was also looking for an opportunity to become more involved in TA. And this was a perfect opportunity, something new, something that both of you have given life to. So thank you for the invitation. And I'm delighted to accept and become the chair of the board.
Fantastic. It's actually been really enjoyable working with you. And like you say, John and I have both got experience of training with you. And obviously, who you are as a person, I think, and who you are as a professional, us having experience that it very much fits with what we're doing with the podcast and our values. We're going to talk a little bit in a moment about our vision and our mission, and that was a real appeal to us. So yeah, we're really happy to have you with us. And I think your experience as well, not just with a community interest company previously, but also your professional work. You've been in corporations for a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's worth saying, yeah, I've been exposed to the technology industry, working in the high-tech industry for 10 years. And I think podcasts are a global phenomenon. Mm. They're a global industry, and they are a huge way that people get access to learning and development. And I know what's really important to both of you is accessibility, yeah, for people with different learning styles, and also accessibility through languages. And luckily, technology is going to really, yeah, help us with that as well. So I'm really excited about the possibility for this to become like a global property for, yeah, TA.
Mm. Yeah, John and I were speaking a couple of weeks ago and are talking about our hope that there will be ways of not only having the transcripts come up on a live feed in another language, but even that in the future we'll be able to have an auditory version, other languages of the feed as well. So yeah, really excited about all that kind of tech.
Yeah, and generative artificial intelligence is on our side. The technology is just going to make it easier and easier for us to share this over time. I mean, it won't all be available, yeah, on day one, but, yeah, you know, it will become much, much easier for us to share in different languages.
Yeah. So should we talk a little bit then about this idea of the podcast and all the thought and the consideration that we've put into where we're going to, what we want to achieve, and our vision and mission and that kind of thing?
Yeah. Sounds good. So if you haven't seen social media, this is the moment we tell you that the name is changed.
Yes.
So we want to honor and lovingly put aside the Three People in Your Head title.
Yeah.
It served us well. It's been a provocative and sometimes controversial title. And in a way, that's exactly what it was intended to be. Yeah. It got us noticed.
Yes.
And now that it's done that, we also recognize that it's probably not the most ideal title for the podcast.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't adequately explain what the podcast is about, which is that it's about TA. Mm. So calling it the Transactional Analysis Podcast is much more straight,
yeah,
easy to search, easy to find. So yeah, we've changed the name.
And we've changed our branding as well, haven't we? So yes, we have a new logo. And I think we ought to say a little bit about that, because the logo now is effectively three circles that don't represent the ego states. They're bright, colorful circles that are supposed to look like a sound wave or a megaphone or something like that. So if anybody's got any confusion, we're not trying to indicate that these are supposed to be ego states of any kind.
Yeah.
And especially not disassociated ego states.
Or contaminated.
They are most definitely yeah, sound waves. Right.
So they're just pretty.
Before anybody sends us any feedback, they're yeah, not ego states. Yeah. I think it's worth saying about the name as well, that there's a significance to us using the name Transactional Analysis Podcast, and that is to, in some way, take steps towards an aspiration we have, which is to become a companion resource to the TAJ.
Yeah.
We're not trying to replace the TAJ, don't worry, anybody.
Oh, no.
We very much see ourselves as a separate resource for different purposes, not as academically rigored as the journal would be. But there's a significance, I suppose, in the fact that we will be TAP.
Yes.
And that's a, you know, one thing to put that out there as well. That's very much an aspiration we have, to come alongside the TAJ and be a companion to it for different yeah, learning styles and different ways of accessing information.
Yeah, and we really want it to be that we produce a great library, which I guess we're moving in now to our vision as to what we want to achieve and what we want to be. So perhaps one of us could read out the vision. Do you want to do that, John?
Yeah, I can do that. Our vision is to build a global, well-established, autonomous platform which expresses the heart, ethics, and theory of TA, recognized within and outside the TA community as a credible source of knowledge, insight, and learning.
Great. I love it. Yeah, what we really want is that this will be, as you say, like a resource, but an auditory resource, and one with a different kind of flavor, a different tone, conversations. And actually, that's something we've not mentioned in terms of our brand, the TA podcast, the strap line, which I have forgotten at this moment. The strap line is
conversations about the theory, application, and spirit of TA.
Great. Yeah, so that's very much part of what we're doing as well. It's different to the delivery, and really important delivery, of the TAJ, which is, you know, much more rigorous, as you said, academically. And this is much more about having conversations, and that's a really important thing for me, is hearing the voices of those who work in TA, who are experts in their fields.
That's also the part that I really appreciated just around the podcast as well, is one of the things I love about TA is the fact that we have our fields.
Yeah.
And that we have different frames of reference, and that that's encouraged in TA. And I love the stimulus to talk about the hungers, being able to listen to different transaction analysts, especially those that hold a different frame
yeah,
to mine. And we are now building this library together that will always be available
yeah,
to people entering the field and wanting to learn about transactional analysis for no fee, which I think is amazing. It's a real asset to the TA profession, right, and very much a complement to the TAJ, as you say, but different.
Yeah, it's interesting that you said that earlier, James, about the lockdown. It was just dumb luck that we launched in February before the lockdown. But like you say, there were so many people who were grateful that in that they could listen to people having conversations, which is something that could be really difficult when we were so separated for such a long time. And I really enjoy listening to podcasts, but particularly to conversations. When I listen to podcasts of one person kind of saying their stuff, just isn't as engaging. And I really like the format of conversations. So yeah, we're really excited about that vision of creating an auditory library. If you're from a particular field, being able to access all of those episodes in that particular field. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. I'd like to add as well, one of the things that I've noticed is that I think before I've joined, you've built these really strong connections with the various bodies yeah, in TA. So this is a resource for all TA. And, you know, I want to say how grateful I am to ITAA and yeah, IATA for their financial and practical and all sorts of other forms of support, which I think has also really contributed to the success of this.
Yes.
And people may not have appreciated that that underpins this as well.
Yes.
this was you two in a shed, but now it is absolutely kind of supported by the various governing bodies of TA. Yes,
I just want to say not literally in a shed, but but yeah, it was us just pulling together free bits of software and anything that we could cudgel together in order to put something out that would be good enough. And the sponsorship from the ITAA and IATA have been so helpful. And it means that even with this episode today, we're using new software to record to hopefully improve the quality even a little bit more. And that's all facilitated by their sponsorship. And the support that we've got from the teams of everybody from both organizations has been fantastic. Really wonderful.
So, shall we look at our mission?
Go for it. Do you want to read that again, John?
So our mission is to create and curate a diverse auditory library of accessible learning resources for the TA community and beyond, to deliver content in an engaging way where listeners feel inspired and connected to the global TA community.
I really like that. And we were very intentional about the choice of our words, both for this and the previous bits of information, including the strap line. So the words heart and in the strap line spirit were very carefully selected, weren't they?
Mm.
Because there is something about the humanistic approach of TA that is very much about the whole experience of being human. And it's not just this kind of clinical set of theories. Yeah, very much aligning with the foundational principles.
And as I listen to you read the vision statement, there's part of it which I think is really, really significant, which is about also appealing to people outside of the TA community. The way that podcasts get picked up and listened to can also be viral, accidental recommendation. And if this can act as a way of helping more people become informed about TA, I think that's wonderful. And a really, really important part of the vision that I hadn't appreciated until I heard you read it, John.
Yeah, and the credible bit is important as well. I think that over the last 4 years, what we have been doing is building credibility. Mm. And through building credibility, there's been some significant milestones already, which is, first of all, we managed to do it and get guests to agree to go on it. So the trust in the first place to be a guest has been great.
Yeah.
The second thing has been that on several occasions, podcast has been referenced in TAJ articles.
Yeah.
So that is leaning to its credibility. And then being sponsored, as you said earlier, James, by ITA and IATA was another kind of moment of, you know, recognition. So I think the building on that going forward is going to be important as well, like that it's a credible source of TA knowledge, because unfortunately, from my experience, sometimes TA can be in danger of being dumbed down. And the elements of it that could be seen to be pop psychology can be rife on the internet. And I suppose one of our drives here has been to maintain the depth to the theory.
Yeah.
And not only kind of there's that risk of it being labeled as a pop psychology, which I think these episodes help debunk, there's also the risk of it being too much of a walled garden.
Yeah.
And sort of saying, no, it's accessible. You can come and listen to these podcasts. And I think, you know, in your episodes, you've been very balanced as well about, you know, kind of this is introductory or this is like a real deep dive on a particular aspect of TA. So I think all of that's really helpful.
And what you said there, James, about this being an opportunity to project TA into the wider world, we recognize one of the reasons why we wanted to do a rebrand is that wasn't something that we were achieving. It was one of our initial goals to have a platform for the wider public with TA, but we weren't necessarily doing that as effectively. And we now are going to be targeting much more around those people who would be working professionally in the fields, the four different fields. And so that's part of our rebrand as well, so that we can be more effective at getting TA out there.
Mm.
It's good. Exciting.
Really, really exciting. Yeah.
And so with this rebrand, we will have a new website that, again, John, you've put a lot of work into.
Very exciting. So, yeah, it's going to be on www.tapodcast.com.
Yeah.
So that is going to be our main domain going forward. We still have 3peopleinyourhead.com and transactionalanalysispodcast.com, which is a bit of a mouthful. I don't know why we have
it is, yeah.
That domain, but anyway. and they will redirect people to tapodcast.com for like maybe the next 12 months, and then we'll probably let go of those. So that's what it's going to be. It's a new home, tapodcast.com. And yeah, it looks fresh, very slick,
it does.
Very well laid out. It's got all of our information on there about the structure, about who we are, what we're doing, our mission, vision, values. And then most importantly, because it's got all of the podcasts on there. So Matt, you've been doing a great job on the old website of putting that on there. And that's very time consuming and can be difficult when we're not web developers ourselves. So what's great in the new site is that we've got a full library now on the site. So as well as being able to listen to the podcast, like on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or whatever, wherever you get your podcast from, you'll actually be able to listen to the podcast directly on our website.
Yeah.
All of the episodes, very easy now to navigate it, broken down by series and then by episode within the series. It's very straightforward.
Yeah. And I think finally, one of the things that we'd like to say is just a huge thank you to everybody who listens, and for all of you who have sent us a bit of feedback and encouragement and appreciation. That's been wonderful, because that has really helped. Sometimes this, because it's been a voluntary project, it can be hard work and we've put in a lot of hours, and it is really encouraging to hear your feedback and to receive the gratitude that we've had coming our way. With that, we've got one big request, and that is that you would follow us, click follow, and if you're able to, could you possibly put a review onto wherever it is you get your podcast? So Apple Podcasts, for example, if you're going to put a review, it would be great if it was a 5-star review, but a review would be really helpful, because that helps also, it helps Apple to recognize that this is something important and that people are noticing it, and they project it out to other people as well.
Mm. And if you're not listening on Apple or Spotify, you can still leave us a review. So there is a link to leave us a Google review at the bottom of our website. So you, no excuses. Please go ahead and leave us a review.
Great. And then also just to let you know that not only is James the chair of the board, but he's actually going to be talking to us soon about organizational transactional analysis. So we're going to hear more from you, James, in the near future, probably the next couple of months, isn't it?
Yeah, looking forward to it. Looking forward to it.
Fantastic. And again, we want to say thank you to you for taking on this responsibility. And we recognize that going forward, this is, you know, is a significant act of volunteering and contribution for you. So, and we really do appreciate that.
No, absolutely. And if people have ideas or suggestions or episodes they'd like to hear, is there a way that they can get in touch and provide those kind of ideas to you guys?
Yeah. So we will work now on an inbound proposal system only, because it's just more efficient. So if there's guests or topics that listeners would like to hear, then we ask you to approach the people that you'd like to hear on podcast and ask them to submit a proposal to us. And anybody who would like to be on the podcast who's a CTA, PTSTA or TSTA can submit a proposal through our website. There's a button on the top right. And then we review those once a year and make a decision for the content planning for the following year. And before the end of this year, we hope to have an update to also allow TA trainees,
yes,
to propose episodes. We're working on that at the moment with ITA and IATA.
Right.
Great. Glad I asked.
Yep. So lots of exciting things in the pipeline. And yeah, we're really looking forward to seeing where this evolves and how it evolves and seeing it grow and develop. So thank you so much for your support to everybody. Thanks, James, for joining us today.
Pleasure.
And join us for the next few years.
Forever.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. That's great. That's great.
Okay.
And
bye.
Thanks for listening.
As always, if you found anything in today's episode interesting, please feel free to reach out. You can visit our website, which has lots of information and resources, tapodcast.com. You can connect with us on all major platforms, such as Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. And you can email us at info@tapodcast.com. If you aren't already, please follow us wherever you get your podcast from. And we would really appreciate a review on the platform you're listening on as well. It helps raise the profile of the podcast and TA. Thanks for listening. This episode is sponsored by the International Transactional Analysis Association. You can find out more information on the ITAA at www.itaaworld.org/ITAA-membership-benefits. And the European Association for Transactional Analysis. You can find more information on IATA at www.eatanews.org.